morning. This is Kat Rodell with Ignite Business Planning Services and Off the Cuff, my little podcast. My little podcast title for today is Chase the Rainbow. So what do I mean by chase the rainbow? Of course, everybody immediately thinks of Skittles, and I really wanted you to think of Skittles. I wanted you to think of little round nuggets of something that were color-coded. What are those things in reality? There are action items, or there are tasks. They're the things we need to do in order to progress along our way, and they are important because of the color codes. What I mean by color codes is that way of assigning a priority in a visual manner. Now, obviously, if you're colorblind or blind, you're not going to use a color code to do this, but you could use a numeric code or even an auditory code to give yourself an understanding of which task is most important to get accomplished today. Some tasks we can put off, other tasks need to get done, and other tasks have what we call in the project planning world dependencies. And those dependencies can either be predecessors, something has to happen before you can do this thing, or ancestors, not ancestors. Of course, I'm drawing a blank because I'm talking off the fly and I didn't write a script. Anyway, they can be your children, you know, those things that can't happen until this thing is done. So once you identify the type of task you have, the next thing you need to do is kind of prioritize those things and put them in the order that they really have to occur. Sometimes when we're building a project plan, we're trying to plan our actions for the day or our goals for the week or the month or the year. We really need to start thinking in terms of threads. And the reason I say threads, or the other term would be roadmaps, is there's a series of things that need to happen in a linear order in order to make a whole. And when you're doing business planning or even personal planning, many holes make up a tapestry, and they will intersect with one another, they will weave in and out between one another, but each thread can be pulled out and separately looked at. So in order to make your rainbow colored tapestry of life, getting back to the Skittles, it's important to take a big project, break it down to the little steps, find those little steps and assign them the priorities. Make sure that your prioritization is done in a logical fashion, that you're not putting the cart before the horse, and then you have a beautifully laid out tapestry. Now, the next part of laying out your work is to actually execute it, and that's what makes that laid out tapestry or that loom structure, for example, turn into a beautiful piece of woven cloth. So weaving in and out day to day, keeping your priorities straight, keeping your intersections clear so that they don't interfere with one another. Those are all different project planning techniques and different ways to keep you focused on creating your tapestry rather than running around chasing little pieces of nuggets that fall out of the sky. This is Kat Rodell, Ignite Business Planning Services. Don't forget to chase the rainbow. Bye.